Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. And we're featuring two recent releases from the world of improvised music. Niles Langren's tribute to Leonard Bernstein called Some Other Time, and guitar maestro Peter Bernstein's album Let Loose. Plus tunes from Eric Alexander, John Taylor, Ben Webster, Jimmy Smith and Corey Henry. Starting then with Straight In, with a tune from Niles Langren's album Some Other Time, a tribute to Leonard Bernstein. I think you might know this tune. It's called Cool.
Boy, boy, crazy boy, get cool, boy. Got a rocket in your pocket. Keep cool, cool, boy. Don't get hot, 'cause you may got some high times ahead. And take it slow, and daddy-o, you can live it up and die in bed. Boy, crazy boy, stay cool, boy. Breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy, and go, man, go. But not like a yo-yo school boy. Just play it cool, boy. Breathe.
Sweet sounds of Niles Langren's trombone, and very nice singing there from him as well. Right in time to celebrate his 60th birthday, that album was released on the ACT label earlier this year. You heard Jan Lundgren piano, Dieter Ild bass, Wolfgang Hafner drums, and the album includes the music of musicals like West Side Story and a phenomenal lineup of musicians, including, amongst others, 80 members of the Bochum Symphony Orchestra and singer Janice Siegel of the legendary Manhattan Transfer. Together with conductor and arranger Vince Mendoza, Niles Langren built a memorial for a friend of jazz and a great composer of the 20th century, Leonard Bernstein. We'll be listening much more from that album throughout today. Also featuring a new album by guitarist Peter Bernstein. It's called Let Loose and it's on Smoke Session Records. It features two longtime compadres of his, Bill Stewart on drums and Gerald Clayton piano with Doug Weiss bass. Let's have a listen now to another musician with a silky sweet tone. Let's have a listen to Bernstein's version of a Woody Shaw composition, which first debuted on Jackie McLean's 1967 Blue Note Records album Demon's Dance. This is called Sweet Love of Mine. Thank you. Beautiful playing there. That was Peter Bernstein's Sweet Love of Mine with Bill Stewart drums, Joel Clayton piano and Doug Vice bass. That's on his new album, which we're featuring today, called Let Loose, and it's on Smoke Session Records. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. A few weeks ago, I played a tune by American sax player Eric Alexander. He's got a huge tone and he swings like crazy. In fact, I was talking to someone recently that studied with him, and he said that he was amazing at doing workshops, but everything he says is delivered with maximum enthusiasm and volume, as though he was addressing a huge crowd. Somewhat disconcerting to have every conversation conducted in that way in a one-to-one lesson. One of my favourite contemporary tenor players, nonetheless, specialising in straight-ahead post-pop jazz. And we'll be featuring tunes from a fairly recent release by Eric Alexander with his mentor Harold Mabon and a swinging rhythm section on a future In the Moment. The album's called The Real Thing. In the meantime, let's content ourselves with a listen to this tune. It's called Soul Eyes. Such beautiful playing there. That was Eric Alexander and the wonderful tune Soul Eyes here on In The Moment on Sheffield Live at 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring two new releases, one by guitar maestro Peter Bernstein called Get Loose, and a new release on ACT Records by Swedish trombonist Niles Landgren. This is called Some Other Time, a tribute to Leonard Bernstein, and it features a wonderful array of musicians, including Janice Siegel vocals, Jan Lundgren piano, Peter Ill bass, Wolfgang Hafner drums, members of the Bochum Symphony Orchestra, and the music is arranged and conducted by Vince Mendoza. Leonard Bernstein was a key advocate of jazz and best known obviously as a composer and conductor and a huge character. Someone once told me a possibly apocryphal story of him arriving at a rehearsal of the Los Angeles Philharmonic riding pillion and a huge motorcycle driven across the stage. That may or may not be true, but I wouldn't bet against it. Niles Landgren said he's always been a fan of Bernstein as a musician, a conductor, a composer and simply as a person. Langan said Bernstein's music is unique and the way he writes is distinctive, emotional and always so human. Well, we're going to listen to one of the most famous songs from West Side Story, a reworking of the Romeo and Juliet story. Two youngsters, Maria and Tony, from rival New York gangs fall in love, but tensions between their respective friends and gang members build towards tragedy. Normally be considered off limits to a boy like Tony, she's Puerto Rican and engaged to boot. But Tony sees beyond the prejudice of society and senses that this will be the love of his life. The song begins with Tony mesmerised by thoughts of the beautiful girl he's just kissed, even though she's abruptly pulled away from him at a dance. The song's a beautiful creation, full of passion and yearning, warmth and soaring lyricism, and Stephen Sondheim's masterful lyrics contribute to the powerful sweep of emotion. Let's have a listen. It's called Maria.
Thank you.
Lovely version there of Maria, played by Niles Landgren on his wonderful trombone, and from the featured album today on In the Moment, Some Other Time, a tribute to Leonard Bernstein. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day, and still to come this hour, a wonderful tune by pianist Chick Corea, a chilled live recording from Hammond B3 genius Jimmy Smith, and more from that new release by Niles Landgren. Now, though, we're also featuring a new release by American guitarist Peter Bernstein. He's built a career playing with and supporting top musicians, especially sax players and organists. He was in Sonny Rollins' working band of the New Millennium, and he's played alongside Lou Donaldson and Dr. Lonnie Smith, amongst many others. On this album, Let Loose, he slips seamlessly into the role of a leader. It's a balanced, polished and erudite guitar recital that was recorded all in one day. Of the trio that accompany him, Bill Stewart on drums and Doug Weiss on bass have been swinging jazz with Bernstein since their days together as students of William Paterson College, and they're here featuring also Gerald Clayton on piano, another Peter Bernstein composition called Lullaby for B. Thank you. That's a lovely tune. It's Peter Bernstein's Lullaby for Bee from his new album Let Loose on Smoke Session Records. And you heard Bill Stewart drums, Gerald Clayton piano and Doug Weiss bass. And Bernstein's guitar sound there, it's there's no rough edges either, but it's always bluesy. It's a fantastic way of playing. In recent weeks on In the Moment, we've heard several Chick Corea tunes. Another wonderfully fluid player with extraordinary technique and invention. Let's have a listen to another from his 1968 album, which is considered an early masterpiece. It's a piano trio day, Now He Sings, Now He Sobs, here with bass player Miroslav Vitus and drummer Roy Haynes, a whirlwind number called Matrix.
Thank you.
Extraordinary sounds there of Chick Corea and a song called Matrix from his 1968 album Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. And you heard bassist Miroslav Vitus and drummer Roy Haynes there with him. Today on In The Moment we're featuring several recent release albums, Peter Bernstein's Let Loose and Niles Langren's tribute to Leonard Bernstein, Some Other Time. Let's hear another tune now from Niles Langren. He's joined by Manhattan transfer vocalist Janice Siegel and by the excellent rhythm section of Jan Lundgren on piano, Peter Ilg bass, Wolfgang Hafner on drums, together with the Bochum Symphony Orchestra, conducted by arranger Vince Mendoza. All of them approach this work with the greatest respect for Bernstein's legacy. Some of the time could have become a big band project, but it didn't. It's symphonic in its composition, and Niles Langren said, Vince Mendoza and I looked for a classical sound with a jazzy twist. He's most proud of the joint accomplishment, Langren said. Everyone put their favourites into the mix and then we cooked it down in a big pot until what we thought were the best bits were left. The repertoire stretches across many years of Bernstein's compositions, starting with pieces from his first musical, On the Town, which was written in 1944 and gained worldwide acclaim through the film starring Gene Kelly and Frank Sinatra. This musical, On the Town, also provided the title for the album Some Other Time, that was then and is now ambiguous in its sense, nostalgic, futuristic, or a musical promise, you take your pick. The album also includes songs from musicals such as Wonderful Town, Like a Quiet Girl, which have been largely forgotten over time. The core element, of course, is West Side Story, from the overture America to Maria and Call, and later on in the programme we'll hear Somewhere. Let's hear another song from West Side Story now. It's sung by Tony. It's a solo character song, sung quite early on in the musical, and he's excited about the future and sings it before he meets Maria. There's a certain amount of dramatic irony in it, and it's called Something's Coming.
Just by holding still, it'll be there. just out of reach, down the block on a beach. Maybe only just tonight. Out of reach, down the block on a beach.
Down
maybe
the block
tonight.
On the beach, only just out of reach.
Maybe tonight.
That was Something's Coming, with Niles Langren trombone and vocals, Janice Siegel vocals, Jan Lundgren piano, Dieter Ill bass, Wolfgang Hafner drums, and some members of the Bochum Symphony Orchestra, arranged and conducted by Vince Mendoza. Wonderful stuff. There'll be more on next hour on In the Moment from Niles Langren's tribute to Leonard Bernstein some other time, and more from our other featured new release today, Peter Bernstein's Let Loose. There'll also be wonderful tunes from pianist John Taylor, organist Corey Henry, and the inimitable tenor sax player Ben Webster. Now, to finish this hour, here's a treat. Organist Jimmy Smith, in one of his most relaxed recordings, he plays here with Arthur Adams guitar, Wilton Felder bass, Buck Clark conga percussion, Paul Humphrey drums. It was recorded on February the 9th, 1972 at the Bombay Cycle Club, Los Angeles, California. It was released on Verve Records, and it's called Root Down.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Sky looks great today.